It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, or follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. We're done talking basketball for a little bit. Opening day for baseball is about 5 days away, which means we've got your baseball preview here. We will talk other divisions next week and weeks beyond that, but today we're going to focus mainly on the one you care about, which is the AL Central. We'll give you the rundown of each team, give you the rundown of what we think is going to happen, and then a little bit later on, not just in the AL Central, but all of Major League Baseball, Scott and I are going to give you five players we like and five players we think are going to have an off year. Also, we'll talk with some experts. Tim Dirks from MLBTradeRumors.com will be with us at 10 o'clock, and Tommy Paul from the Detroit News will be with us at 10:30. But Scott, we start in the AL Central with the two bottom feeders, or the two projected bottom feeders of this league. Really, it's a three-horse race, if you think about it. It's the Twins, the White Sox, and the Tigers. Really, you can't give much hope to the Royals and the Indians. The Royals seem to be forever in rebuilding mode, and the Indians are definitely in rebuilding mode. But what were we going to say? Well, Keep waving your hand at me. What do you want?
It's funny because you say that they're in rebuilding for the Royals, and usually when you think of the Royals, they have the younger guys who they're ready to ship out. But just kind of looking at this, Melky Cabrera, he's not a young guy that's ready
to ship
out.
I love Melky.
But I don't think – it's not like they're going to develop him and send him somewhere else. Billy Butler is fine. Alex Gordon, I passed his use. And Jeff Francoeur and Jason Kendall, those guys are dumped players from lots of other teams, not what you're used to seeing the Royals be.
I look at some of their talent, and I say to myself, you know what? Maybe they think that they're building a lineup that they can compete with. Maybe they're going to play small ball. Who knows? Melky Cabrera, I thought, was a good player with the Yankees. I thought he had an okay season with Atlanta. He wasn't fantastic, but he wasn't bad by any means. One thing you have to worry about Melky Cabrera, and this is one of the things in baseball, if you've got a mediocre to good player who is not protected in the lineup, you can have a bad year. And I look at their lineup up and down, and other than Billy Butler, I don't see a lot of protection for Melky Cabrera. And so I think as good as Melky Cabrera can be in this lineup on this team, I'm not sure how good he's going to be. A guy I am not a believer in, I don't like Alex Gordon. And I don't think it's his fault. I think Alex Gordon has a lot of talent. But when you look at Alex Gordon, I think it's a guy the Kansas City Royals got wrong as far as how they developed him. I think they brought him up from the minors way too quickly. And he got into the major leagues and he sort of lost his composure. He sort of lost his confidence. And so I don't think Alex Gordon is savable at this point. I think they may want to think about trading him while he still has that label of a prospect, because in about a year, he's no longer going to be the label of a prospect. He's going to be the label of a prospect that never panned out. So a guy like Alex Gordon, you have to be very careful with. And if it doesn't look like he's going to do well about a third of the way through the season, you got to think about shipping him out. But I just look at this lineup, and you look at a bunch of hitters hitting 235, 249, 215, 217. Barely any power in this lineup, other than Billy Butler, who hit 15 home runs last year. Not a lot of talent in this lineup, both average or power.
And getting back to your point, and I agree with you completely, I think protection in the lineup is huge.
Yes.
And Billy Butler, I'm hearing lots of people say that he's going to have a great season. It's tough to have a great season when
you're the only person a pitcher has to care about.
That, and you have to have people on base to actually get RBIs. I mean, if you hit 25 solo home runs, ta-da, that's 25 RBIs right there. And if there's nobody behind you, you can intentionally walk. And we're talking protection in the lineup means you can't really afford to put someone on base. You don't have that luxury of pitching around somebody because the person behind them is still dangerous. And when you look at these teams that are low down, they just don't have that fear factor. There's no one where you look and you say, okay, we're worried about him in a row. When you can get the heart of your order, your 3, 4, 5, if you have that where you look and you say, okay, that could cause some problems, and you get your 1 and 2 on base, your leadoff guys, That's when you have problems. And there's just not that there. They have one piece right now.
What ultimately killed the Tigers lineup last year? The fact that 6 through 9 were not effective. The fact that 6 through 9, you knew you were going to get outs. And that's what killed the Tigers last year. Now, we're talking about not having any confidence in your players. How about their rotation? Their pitching rotation. They lose Zach Greinke, which I understood. You know, you're going to lose guys like that. They don't want to play in a place where 600 people show up for a home game. Okay, especially when you're not going to get the run support. And Zach Greinke certainly did not get run support in Kansas City. But you look at a pitching rotation now, where other than Vin Mazzaro, who they got from Oakland, who's a talented younger pitcher, other than that, there's really nothing in here that tells me that they're going to get more than one win every 5 outings.
Well, in their pitching staff, their starting rotation, they're the kind of the younger guys who were their prospects. Like Luke Hochever, he was a top pick. I think he was like the number one pick twice.
I believe he was the number one pick, yes.
Yeah. I know he was once, and then he didn't sign. I think he was again. And he has been somebody who has not developed. They brought him up 2 seasons ago. And last year, he kind of disappointed. And he's one of those guys where they expected him to kind of follow that Greinke mold, and he just didn't have it. And now he's going to be their opening day starter. And after that, you go Kyle Davies, Bruce Chen, Mazzaro, and it just kind of goes down.
I think the wild card is Jeff Francis. I don't know if a lot of people remember Jeff Francis, but Jeff Francis was the key pitcher for the Colorado Rockies in their World Series run. He had a bad year last year. He got hurt the year before, had a bad year last year. He had a 5 ERA. So he wasn't fantastic. But I think if he can get his stuff back in under control, I think that Jeff Francis can be a key guy. Not to mention he's a much-needed left-hander in that rotation. Because other than that, they've got 4 right-handers. You need a left-hander somewhere in there. So if Jeff Francis can be okay, this team can get a couple more wins. But as I look at that roster, I don't see them winning more than 65 games. I just don't see it. There's just not enough there. And I know you get teams that sort of punch above their weight. I know you get teams that will win games here and there. I look at this roster and you compare it to every other roster in the major leagues, they might be the worst of all of them.
The only place where they're plus or ahead of others is their closer. And when you have 65 wins in total, so you would have maybe 45 that are save opportunities, that doesn't help your team very much to have a shutdown closer.
If you have 43 saves but you only have 43 wins on the year, that doesn't really say a whole lot about your team. Coming up next, we talk more AL Central. We'll talk Cleveland Indians, we'll talk Chicago White Sox and Minnesota Twins, and then finally, the Detroit Tigers. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.